So some students profile and they see the 4,900 over friends, they're like, wow, how I wish I have so much friends. Actually, nothing to be proud of. Yeah. What I share with them is, they ask me, Sifu, how can I have more friends like you? Now, first of all, Facebook friends are not necessarily friend. They are just a connection. Secondly, even more importantly, this is what I share with many people. If you want to be friends with others, you must first learn to be happy and at ease by yourself, with yourself. Let me write that down for you. How come today's writing looks a bit strange? Oh, ink. 这是点字的，应该是没什么事。有音量啊 ，a bit like. Okay, let me just okay. So to be happy and at ease. With ourselves and by ourselves. Yeah. To me, this is rather important. Yeah. To be happy and at ease with ourselves and by ourselves. For most students, when they hear this, they are initially a bit perplexed. Like, Sifu, you don't seem to understand my question. I'm trying to have more friends. Then you ask me to be happy and at ease by myself. Yeah. So why do I suggest this? I suggest this because if we think of our friends in terms of someone who can give me happiness, then that relationship is tenable. It's not tenable. It is... from the ground up, based on a relationship of need. Yeah, based on the basis of need. Oh, I need my friend. I mean, of course, you know, it's okay, right, to need our friend. But if the sole purpose of that friendship is I need something from them, in my opinion, as far as I observe, may not be the most healthy. Yeah. Unconsciously, the way we interact with others, they will start to feel that vibe, that neediness. Yeah. And if the friendship is built up solely based on what the person can give you, then it's a one-sided relationship. Friendship shouldn't simply be, oh, they give us happiness. Isn't it? Yeah. There can be this aspect, but if it's purely just about finding people to give you happiness, then it's like looking for Grab, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Looking for a hawker center. Yeah? And that's why when you go to eat at a hawker center, you know, the feeling is different from when you are with your friends. But yet, at the same time, if you repeatedly eat at a certain hawker store, after a while, you also start to build up a friendship, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Why? Because from the store owner's point of view, hey, you have a lot of choice, no? How come this guy always choose to eat my place? Yeah? Then it goes beyond just basic needs. Yeah. So even for our so-called relationship with a hawker stall, yeah, it can transcend the very transactional nature and become a form of a friendship. Yeah. So of course, we should expect more in a normal friendship. It shouldn't just be a transaction where I need something from this person. I need happiness from this person. Yeah. And to do that, we need to be happy and at ease with ourselves first. what I observe over the years is a very strange thing. It's not very intuitive. But the truth is, if we learn to be happy and at ease with ourselves, others will find us to be perhaps, how should I put it? You may find others gravitating towards you. Because you ask yourself, if you meet 10 person, 5 of them are not happy by themselves. 5 of them at least appear happy by themselves. Who are you more likely to choose if you can choose who to be friends? Would you like to choose the first 5 or the latter 5? Quite naturally, right? Because they look pretty happy. Yeah, you may unconsciously or consciously want to know what makes them so happy, you know? Yeah. Who wants to meet with friends who every time when you meet them and then the moment they open their mouth, you ask them, how's things going? Sienna. You know, every single time you meet them, sienna, you know, lousy la, horrible la, my boss la, my wife la, my son la, my daughter la, my husband. You know, if the person is, the only thing that comes out of their mouth is complaint, negativity, you know, and a general sense of dread, there's only that many times you find yourself meeting that friend, you know. Now, granted, we all go through ups and downs in life, yeah. So, while such a person would not be so attractive as a friend, potential friend, at the same time, we should be a friend to others, because sometimes people have downtime, and we should, as a friend, be there for them. And so, if we only seek friendship to be happy ourselves, then we may not be a very good friend to others, you know. Because we are only seeking people happy faces, people to give us happiness. Then people will ask, hey, you only look for me to be happy leh. But when I'm down, you're not there for me. Is that a real friend? No, isn't it? So if we seek friendship, we should learn what true friendship is and be a true friend to others. Yeah. And to begin with, be a friend to yourself. To be happy with yourself, by yourself. To be at ease. Yeah. Meaning, to be at ease with ourselves would mean that you are comfortable with who you are. Now, comfort level is different from complacency. Comfortable means that you are in full knowledge of your strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. Whether you are, and that includes your physical features, your internal aspects of yourself, that you know fully where you are, and you are okay with that. You may have aspirations for changing yourself, but it's coming from a wholesome direction where you seek growth, yeah, to better yourself, and not from an angle of shame, like, oh, I'm so shameful that I'm this or that. Unless, of course, if it's unwholesomeness, you should be ashamed of unwholesomeness if there is unwholesomeness. Okay?